The city of White Rock is beginning to phase in closed-circuit television, CCTV, monitoring of the waterfront and plans to renew summertime security guard patrols there. CCTV coverage of the waterfront, approved by council on a split vote at Monday night's, November 25th, meeting, will start with East Beach, from Finley Street to just shy of Grand Chief Bernard Robert Charles Memorial Plaza, as a first phase, at a total of $253,888. Also included, in the motion from Cown. Elaine Chung, is CCTV at Memorial Park on West Beach, for an additional $22,000 at Mayor Megan Knight's suggestion, with the condition that staff provide more detailed information when available on costs. Next phase, determined in consultation with White Rock RCMP, would be the rest of West Beach, from Memorial Park washrooms to Bay Street, at a total estimated cost of $469,185. Third phase for CCTV installation would be the uptown area at Johnston Road intersections from Pacific Avenue to North Bluff Road, at a cost of $397,794. Although this estimate does not include significant civil fiber optic upgrades and other fiber optic expenses for the area. Timing of installation is uncertain as the decision to launch the first phase will set in motion a lengthy process, a report by Chief Information Officer Chris Zoda noted. Additional costs will range from hiring a consultant to assist with compliance with Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, FIPPA, requirements, to archaeological studies and permits, trenching, tree pruning, insurance, bonding and fuel surcharges. A majority of council voted in favor of the first phase, with Mayor Megan Knight commenting that the public did ask us for this, noting that the murder that took place on the waterfront earlier this year was a driving factor. I'm trying to spend grant money for this, not spend taxpayers' dollars, she added, noting that there was still growing communities' grant money. Approximately $428,000 available to put towards the project. Knight also noted that the province has a new safety minister, and that the shadow minister for the portfolio is Surrey Cloverdale MLA Eleanor Sturcoe. I've already called for a meeting with her to see if there is any funding available to us from the province for something like this, because it is public safety. This is why we have to spend all this money. Cown. Christopher Trevelyan, who had originally made the motion to investigate CCTV coverage, said he believes everyone on council wants to improve safety, although he also wanted more information on ongoing costs before authorizing further spending. I hope our community, White Rock, Surrey, everywhere becomes a safer, kinder, gentler place. But the world is moving in certain directions and I think we need to get ahead of it a little bit, he said. Not all councillors were happy with the move, however. Cown. David Chesney said there was nothing in the report that convinced him that this would make the city any safer, and questioned the prioritization of East Beach. East Beach is a ghost town at night, he said. If anywhere, it's West Beach. We've added Memorial Park, but the expenditure for East Beach I can't support, to be very honest. I have to contradict you, Mayor, I don't believe the community asked us for these CCTV cameras. I believe it was Cown. Trevelyan that started the motion, way back when, and in certain areas I agree, but the costs are staggeringly high, so I can't support this. Also voting against the motion was Cown. Ernie Clausen, who had been looking for more information on annual operating costs. Council also voted to approve adding waterfront security patrols to budget deliberations for 2025. Council's latest decisions followed on the heels of a review of test security patrol coverage in August and September, and hearing from a resident that West Beach is getting out of hand after dark. Planning and Development Services Director Ann Berry reported to council members that the security guard patrols, which cost a total of $16,836, but were only authorized to observe and call an RCMP in case of serious disturbances, generally, did not see a proliferation of undesirable activities. During question and answer period, however, Hillside resident Glenn Chalmers said there is a bit of a nightclub feel to West Beach. Loud cars and public consumption of alcohol, or street drinking, is very, very commonplace almost every night, in the spring, summer and fall, that doesn't involve rain, he said. The beach doesn't feel very welcoming after dark. The place has changed, he added, noting that he has not seen a noticeable police presence on the waterfront. In Barry's report, top infractions over the two-month period were from beach fires, 19, trespassing on the train tracks, 15, intoxication, 13. Noise from groups and individuals, 13, violence and intimidation, 11, and vehicle-related offenses, 5. The RCMP were called out 22 times in all over the 2 months, Barry said. Based on the number and type of incidents reported, staff considers that the patrols were a success, she said. In response to questions from council members, Barry promised to provide them more specifics about timing of offenses and a more detailed breakdown of incidents prior to budget deliberations.